Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
So he says, the broad way will lead to destruction. Destruction there is not hellfire. Majority of the time, it could lead to hellfire, but that's very, 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 very rare. He's talking about what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll give you a scripture. He says, you know, deliver him unto Satan for the destruction. It says destruction. Give me that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I think it's verse 5. You know, yes. This person was a Christian. He's not talking about sinners here going to hell. He's talking about Christians dying prematurely, dying, you know, not when God wants them to die, and losing their inheritance. To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh. The wide road leads to this. It leads to destruction. That the spirit may be saved. He will be saved. He will go to heaven. He's not talking about sinners. Take your mind off sinners. He's not talking about sins. He's talking about born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking Christians who have chosen the wide and the easy way instead of following the narrow way of discipleship that will lead to glory. They are not taking the easy way, and the easy way is going to lead to destruction of the flesh, even though your spirit will be saved and you go to heaven. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let me just nail it down. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three reasons, let every word be established. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, he says, he will suffer loss, but he will be saved, yet so as by fire. Thank you. Hey, every man, let me read this. Say, for every man's work shall be made manifest. I'm not hearing you. For the day shall declare it. Turn to your neighbor, say, that day is already upon us. The night is far spent. Let me tell you something, folks. Once the manifestation of sons of God starts, the day has dawned. Not the rapture. Once the manifestation of the sons of God, because it's going to bring glory and light. Once the manifestation of the sons of God starts, the day has dawned and it's right in front of us. Once it happens, the quality of your Christian life will show up. Because one of two things will happen to you. If your quality is gold, silver, and precious stones, you will inherit the reward of the Spirit without measure. At different levels, but you will inherit. Some will heal the sick instantly. Some will be able to cleanse lepers. Others will be able to raise the dead. Depending on whether it's gold, silver, you know. Next verse. That's what I just said. Verse 15. Let me just zero in on that. Here it is. He's not talking about sinners. He's talking about Christians. If any man's work shall be burned, that's if he built with wood, hay, or stubble. If he took the broad and wide way, the way that they're lying to them so that they can get their money. You don't need to do the eyes. They lie. Don't mind those good people. You know, God is not that hard, you know. And it's true. God is not hard. His yoke is easy. But the way you're going to be able to do that yoke is by faith. But the way is still straight and it's still narrow. Don't let anybody fool you. Like MLK used to say. That's Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody fool you, folks. If any man's work shall be burned, he will suffer loss. Loss of what? Loss of reward. Loss of inheritance. Loss of spirit without measure. But he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire. And even that saved to be by the skin of his nose. You know, the Old Testament Christian, you know, that this picture reminds me of is Lot. How many know Lot was saved? Give me a wave offering if you know Lot was saved. Put your hand down. How many want to be like Lot? Don't put your hand up. Lot was saved so as by fire. Yes, he was saved. But do you want your life to be like Lot? And you know the genesis of Lot. Abraham took him without God's permission. God, the Bible says, I called him alone. But out of emotion, thank you, darling, we must be very careful. Out of emotion. Ah, Egbon, brother, because he was his uncle. To say it in our language in Yoruba, Egbon, brother, ejekin teleyin. Olorun ni ko tele mi. In other words, my brother and my uncle, you know, please let me follow you. And then the uncle said, no, God didn't ask us to follow. No, I will follow you. I will follow you. Okay, Sarah, let them follow us. Let them follow us. That's how Lord followed Abraham. But his character soon showed up. The Bible says when the cattle, he was not following Abraham to go and look for a city built by God. Abraham saw something and God said, go to that place. I'm going to show you, you know, and make a great nation out of you. Lot was not following, watch this. Lot was not following Abraham for destiny. He was following Abraham for material possession. Because he knew God was blessing Abraham. A lot of people are following us not for destiny. They are following us because they believe that, you know, when, you know, Borulubi and Mommy Sarah, they are very nice people. Once God blesses them now, I'm not marrying nowhere. Which is true. And which is okay. But don't be like Lot. And Abraham looked at him and said, you want to fight me because of cattle and sheep and goats? Till we are brethren. Anywhere you want to go. If you go here, I will go here. If you go here, I will go here. And Lot lifted up his eyes. Nothing has changed, folks. There are a lot of lots in the church. Can I quantify it? 2/3 of the church are lots, according to the scripture, Zechariah chapter 13. They're saved, though, but so is by fire. He lifted up his eyes. Just like a lot of people today. In Yoruba, in our language, we say ojukokoro, means greed, covetousness. He wasn't following Abraham for destiny. If he was following Abraham for destiny, he would never leave Abraham. Ruth followed Naomi for destiny. She did not follow Naomi for what she could get. She followed Naomi for what God could give her. Big difference. Naomi said, why do you want to go with me? Do I have any sons in my womb? Even if I have a husband and I had children today, are you going to wait until when they grow up to marry them? Why are you following me? God have mercy on us. Honey, this message, the Holy Ghost. I had another message. God said, this is what you have to preach this Sunday. And you will chew on this message for the next 1 month. Be thinking about it. Are you listening to me? God is asking you the same question today. Why are you following us? Visa? Husband? Wife, job, healing, blessing. Why are you following us? Why are you coming here? Jesus asked a question. What seekest thou? They were following him. James and John it was John and Andrew at first. What seekest thou? I said, we want to know where you live. He said, oh yeah, come. But he wasn't the only one that he asked this question. You remember the fish and bread crowd? They also were following him. He fed them overnight, you know, the night before. You know, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 people. This is good, man. Bread at his sardine. We're going to follow this man. When they came the next day, Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say unto you, you didn't follow me because of the miracle, so that you too can inherit the spirit. This is Olubi Johnson paraphrase. So you too can inherit the spirit without measure, so you can do the same miracles I do. That's not the reason why you're following me. You're not following because of destiny. You're following because you ate the bread and fish and you were filled. Nothing has changed. Majority of the church, two-thirds, fall into that category. That's why in the end time, this dawn of the day, they're going to be cut off. Doesn't mean they're going to hell. But they're going to suffer loss. They're going to be saved like Lot was saved. So as by fire. You know what happened to Lot? Went to Sodom and Gomorrah. But he lifted up his eyes. The place looked good. Don't follow what your eyes see. It looked good materially and financially. Ah! Like the garden of the Lord. All that glitters is not gold. And he followed him. They went there. Said that for many years. We know the story. God finally had to bring judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, like he's going to bring judgment upon the world. You can't say amen, say omi. Oh, judgment is coming. Now, chill. We're going to be here, but God is not going to allow the judgment to be, like in Nigeria, for example. God is not going to bring judgment like war that's going to disrupt life, that we so that we can continue to lead a quiet and peaceful life. Judgment now is going to be selective. When God wanted to judge the children of Israel and they misbehaved in the desert, God said, they have provoked me 10 times. He said, Moses, move. Let me destroy them as one man. And it was a righteous anger. And God was right. And he said, I will raise a nation out of you. You're still seed of Abraham. Moses said, let me say it in Yoruba. It's a paraphrase. Olorun barajeo. In our language, that means, God, don't do that, oh, because people will misinterpret you. He said, the Egyptians will say you brought them, you couldn't deliver them. And you know what Moses told God? It's one of the statements in the Bible I find very illuminating about God's character. This person we're dealing with, give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. This person we're dealing with is a very honest and humble person, even though he controls and made the whole universe. You know what Moses told him? He said, repent of this thy fierce anger. Huh? He told God. He said, repent of this thy fierce anger. Look at it. Turn away. It's Moses, a man talking to God. And repent of this evil against thy people. Next verse. Next verse. Don't be afraid. Remember Abraham and Isaac and all. Next verse. Verse 14. And the Lord repented. Give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. That tells you the kind of person we're dealing with. He didn't say, Moses, you talk to me, God, like that. That's what a proud person would say. But God is not like that. God is not like that. God endures long and is patient. He's not boastful. He's not vainglorious. That's his character. Because Moses was right. God said, he repented of the evil. Okay, we won't do it that way. We won't deal with Nigeria that way. That's what Nigeria deserves. How many people know that? But we won't do it because I have some righteous people there. I have 10, I have 50. So you know what I'm going to do? See, all these wicked politicians, I'm speaking prophetically as I'm teaching. All these corrupt church leaders who have led my people astray and who have said things about me that are not true about me. He said, not one of them will enter the promised land. So what did God do? He still brought judgment, but it was now selective. All of them 20 years old and above, not one of them entered the promised land except Joshua and Caleb. He's doing the same thing today. Judgment is coming. Honey, correction. Judgment is here. And he's going to start doing it one by one. You haven't seen anything yet, oh? You haven't seen anything yet. There are days you are going to wake up, just say 10 people are gone. Now that you wake up, you say 50. Boom. Without human hand. It's on the way. So that's what happened. Lot went to Sodom. You know the interesting thing, Pastor Andrew? All the sheep and the goats that he wanted, where were they in Sodom? The thing that made him leave Abraham, where was it in Sodom? By the time God's judgment fell on Sodom, Abraham was the one who now interceded for Lot. I tell you, Lot is a Christian. He's not an unbeliever. He didn't go to hell. He was saved. It was Abraham's intercession that saved Lot. And God now, you know, sent two angels to Sodom to go and deliver Lot. Do you know he was saved literally so as by fire? The fire was going to come down. The angel said, hurry, quick. The Bible says he was watching Taddy May. In our language, that means he was still lingering. He was so used to Sodom. May God have mercy on the church. So the angel had to take his hand and literally they pulled him. As they left, the fire fell, so as by fire. And you know what? His wife didn't escape. Her heart was still in Sodom. Maybe she left her earring. Bear a necklace, Danny. Careful what your heart is attached to. Ah, mutik bag me necklace. And she just became a pillar of salt. My wife and I, by the grace of God, we are going to Israel next year. This COVID is over now. You know, they're allowing, and we are fully vaccinated by the grace of God. We'll go, you know, trusting God early next year. See, I've been getting a lot of information from different sources on the internet. There is a pillar near the Red Sea, the area where Sodom used to be. They say it's called the pillar of Lot's wife. You can actually see the erosion. It looks like a woman. Can you imagine? May God say good things about you. They go looking for the pillar of Lot's wife. Into a necklace. God have mercy. I'm preaching like this deliberately by the Holy Ghost. Stop putting your mind in the things of the world. That's what happened. So Lot is the typical example of those that are saved by fire. They saved though. But by fire, you don't want to be like Lot. So you know what? Build with gold and silver. Take the narrow way. Don't take the broad and the wide and the easy way. The broad and the wide and the easy way will land you up like Lot. Yes, you will be saved, but you'll be saved so as by fire. And a few may not even be saved. Lot was saved. His wife wasn't. And of all the Old Testament women and characters, the one that Jesus singles out is Lot's wife. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here. But amen. Verse 14. Matthew chapter 7. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads unto life. Life, all of us already have life. He's talking about that will lead to life in abundance that's going to lead to the Spirit without measure. And few, relatively now, there be that find it. Only one third. The remaining two thirds go the easy way. And one of the main reasons for this message is to turn you from the easy way to the narrow way if you've already been going in the way of the easy way because that's what somebody told you. Let me read this from one or two other translations. From the Amplified Bible, it says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and spacious, and broad is the way that leads away to destruction." And I've explained destruction. It's not hellfire. It's, you know, dying without getting your inheritance, you know, even though your spirit may be saved. And many, majority, two-thirds, are those who are entering it. You know, the New International Version says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction." And many, and that's what's happening as I speak, they're going through the broad and the easy way. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You don't have to pray. Yes, you should pray, but you know, God is understanding. You can pray the way you like. God understands. Just pray the little you can pray, you know, and God will bless you. So long as you put offering in the money into something and you sow seed, God will bless you. It's a lie. And I've been sent. I'm a messenger by the grace and the mercy of God. I'm a prophetic messenger. I'm an apostolic messenger. I've been sent to tell the church that they are being deceived. It will lead to destruction. Not necessarily hellfire. But why do you want to live your life in the borderline? I just got a word. When a man joins together with his wife, the two of them become one flesh. Sodom and Gomorrah separated Lot and his wife. Can you believe that? It separated Lot and his wife. It shows you how close Lot came to not making it. That's why it says "Saved by fire." Because half of him didn't make it. Don't go down that road. Don't go down that road. So, what is this way? Let's get back to Matthew 7.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.